Okay, good morning, everybody, and welcome to the Tim in the Morning Show, broadcasting live out of the Creston Valley, 7:30 till 9 weekdays. And, of course, that's Pacific time. Anyways, good to see everybody all tuned in here for a Friday morning and getting things ready to roll for the weekend. It is 4 degrees here in the Creston Valley right now. And the winds out of the east-northeast, 6 kilometers an hour, with the humidity sitting at 91%. Barometric pressure is rising. We're supposed to have mainly cloudy conditions today. Fog patches down by the river dissipating near noon with a high of 8 degrees. And what else do we have here? Tonight will be mainly cloudy with a low of 4, and Saturday high of 8 degrees. And Sunday, ooh, chance of showers, 40%, high of 10 degrees. Monday, the sun is supposed to make an appearance. Actually, we haven't seen the sun here in about 4 days now. We've had this terrible overcast, fog-like stuff just settle into the valley, and we're not getting any sun. It's kind of ticking me off, but maybe by Monday things will sunny up, although I see the temperatures, the highs are going to be a little on the cool side. Anyways, what do we have here? We need a good lead-off song, don't we? Yes, what do we got here? I need something. Well, what am I in the mood for? Well, there's a song I see. It's just Robert Plant. He's in the mood, but maybe I'll look for a rocker while this one's playing right here on South Kootenai Radio. We'll be right back. That's Robert Plant there with In the Mood. That's from his 1983 release, The Principle of Moments. 7:38. Let's pick things up here a little bit. I mean, it is Friday. We gotta get the toe tapping. We gotta get ourselves tuned up for the weekend. Maybe we can do it with this song, some Steely Dan. Do It Again from the Can't Buy a Thrill album of 72. Okay, Steely Dan there with Do It Again. Yeah. All right. oh, excuse me. I meant to have a little sip of coffee and clear my throat before the song ended, but, you know, sometimes crazy things happen. I do have Canadian history coming up here right now, but I do have a couple of items from the police report. I have to mention, I'll just mention two now, and I'll do a couple more later in the show. And first one here is a female resident on Highway 3 reported that there were suspicious footprints found in soil beneath her kitchen window. When police arrived to investigate, the soil had been dug up. Jeez. Not quite sure who did the digging. And an 11th Avenue North resident complained about a neighbor raking leaves out onto the road. Oh, tisk tisk, what a crime. Yep. Anyways, I tell you, the police report is just awesome in the Creston Valley. Yeah. All right, time to get on with this day in Canadian history. October the 25th. And now, this is where the Tories go over the cliff. That's right. Kim Campbell's progressive conservative government loses 152 of their 154 common seats in a federal election, dropping to just 16% of the popular vote in two seats. Sean Charé in Sherbrooke and Elsie Wayne in St. John, New Brunswick. Sean Chrétien's Liberals win a comfortable majority with 177 seats, which work out to 41.32% of the popular vote. And that's when the Bloc Québécois form the official opposition with 54 seats, 13.51% of the popular vote. Imagine. And here's my good buddies. The Reform Party have 52 seats, mainly from Alberta and BC. They're still reformers in my mind. Yeah. A pig with lipstick is still a pig, right? Yeah. And the PCs lose their status as an official party. And Campbell is out on her ear after 4 months in power. And she can thank all of that on Brian Mulroney. He was too chicken to hang around. He saw the writing on the wall. Hey, Kim, how'd you like to be prime minister? All right. Back to something that actually means something. 1923, out of Stockholm, Sweden, Frederick Banting and J.J.R. McLeod of the University of Toronto jointly win the Nobel Prize for Medicine for their discovery of hormone insulin, which will save the lives of millions of diabetics. Banting, whose idea launched the research, shares the prize money with Charles Best, and then McLeod, who supervised the research, shares with J.P. Collip. They are the first Canadians to win a Nobel Prize. Get a load out of this. In 1768, Port LaJoy, a major town in Prince Edward Island, is renamed Charlottetown in honor of Queen Charlotte. Wow. A couple of birthdays here. The list is quite long, but I'll keep it pretty short. And of course, Laurie Skreslet, the born in 1949, guide, mountaineer, born on this day in Calgary. In 1949, Skreslet was the first Canadian to climb the world's highest 8,848-meter-high Mount Everest on October the 5th, 1982. Yeah. What else do we have here? I'm thinking that might be it. Oh, Réjean Houle, hockey player, manager, born on this day in 1949. Yeah, used to be the general manager of the Montreal Canadiens later on in his career. Wendell Clark, hockey left winger, born on this day in 1966 at Kelvington, Saskatchewan. Clark was selected as an underage junior by the Toronto Maple Leafs in the first round, first pick overall of the 1985 NHL entry draft, and acquired, then traded by the New York Islanders with Matthew Snyder and DJ Smith to Toronto Maple Leafs for Kenny Johnson, Darby Hendrickson, and Sean Haggerty, and a 1997 first-round draft pick on March 13, 1966. In 1998, he signed as a free agent by the Tampa Bay Lightning. I think he did go back to Toronto again for a second stint. He was the Leafs' probably their most favorite player. Of course, they had many favorites over the years. Okay, our next events here, they're all music related. First one in 1995 out of Hollywood, California, Alanis Morissette's album Jagged Little Pill is certified multi-platinum 3. Yeah. Let's see, what's the next one here? 1969 out of New York City, Winnipeg rock group The Guess Who are awarded a gold record for their hit single Laughing. And also in 1969 out of New York City, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, led by Toronto rocker David Clayton Thomas, see their single And When I Die enter the Billboard Top 40 chart. And I'm actually going to play those two songs right now because it's part of Canadian history. Anyways, we'll start off with a live version of The Guess Who doing Laughing. This is part of their 2000 reunion concert. And a double CD set, actually a pretty good album. Anyway, Laughing, The Guess Who, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
I should laugh, but I cry, because your love has passed me by. You took me by surprise, didn't realize that I was waiting. Time goes slowly, but it carries on. Thank you.
Thank you!
Broadcasting from the base of the Skimmerhorn Mountains, South Kootenai Radio.
Satan, don't want to die uneasy, just let me go naturally, and when I die, and when I'm dead, dead and gone, there'll be in a world to carry on, to carry on.
There you go, Blood, Sweat, and Tears with And When I Die. And before that, The Guess Who with Laughing. Two songs that were in the news in 1969. Well, the Creston Valley Thundercats are going to be hitting the road today. They got to be up at the rink at 10:30. And they got a long bus ride. They're headed to Golden for a game tonight. And, yeah, they should have no trouble beating Golden. At least that's what I'm hoping. I mean, Golden's in last place. But tomorrow night, they'll be back in town for a game at the Johnny Busick Arena, taking on the Columbia Valley Rockies. Can't wait. Actually, what I really can't wait for is next weekend when they have a double hitter, Friday and Saturday nights against the Kimberly Dynamiters, the team that we all can't stand. Anyways, I see we are at the top of the hour here, and you know what that means. We have to take a short 4-minute, 30-second break for a news update, and then we'll be back with two screaming songs right here on South Kootenai Radio.
This is CBC News. I'm Genevieve Auger. We begin with a showdown in the Senate in the proposed suspension of Mike Duffy, Patrick Brazeau, and Pamela Wallin over illegitimate expense claims. Debate went on to midnight last night, and a vote may happen today, but some conservative senators are opposing it. Tom Perry explains.
What we're expecting today essentially is more talk. What we're not sure about is whether there's going to actually be a vote on whether to suspend Duffy, Wallin, and Brazeau. The Senate, of course, sat late into the night last night. Senators will be back in the chamber this morning. Last night, the government leader in the Senate, Senator Claude Carignan, came out and said, well, essentially that the government has presented its case on why it believes the three senators should be suspended. Carignan says he believes the Senate is very close to being ready to hold a vote on what to do about the three, but there are still procedural moves that the opposition the Senate can use to drag this out, keep the matter in the news for a while longer. Yesterday, you had some very heated debate in the Senate. Conservative Senator Marjorie Breton standing up to refute some of those explosive claims that Mike Duffy made in the Senate last week. Another conservative senator, Don Plett, rising to make what was a very passionate plea to vote against suspending their three colleagues before they've been charged. The question is now whether there are enough conservative senators who feel as he does and who are ready to vote against this. Again, though, we're just going to have to wait and see.
That's the CBC's Tom Perry in Ottawa. The federal government is holding a Japanese ship in Quebec City's port and won't let it leave until the crew on board is paid. A maritime union official believes some are owed tens of thousands of dollars in back pay. Peter Tardy reports.
Gerard Bradbury is an inspector with the International Transport Workers Federation. He received an anonymous email saying that crew members on a ship bound for the port of Quebec were not being paid. Bradbury arrived on the ship on Wednesday night and, after going through the ship's books, discovered some of the crew were owed a lot of money.
For 14 crew, it's up close to $50,000 in back wages.
He called Transport Canada. He says under the new Maritime Labor Convention that was adopted last August, any country can put a no-sail order on a ship if workers are unpaid or for safety reasons.
Someone has to stand up for them and say, they don't deserve to have their money stolen.
Bradbury says payment documents have been sent to the company's headquarters in Tokyo, and the ship won't move until payment is received. Peter Tardy, CBC News, Quebec City.
There's a warning about some milk sold in Quebec. AgroPure is alerting people not to drink the Quebon brand milk produced at its Montreal plant. It includes Quebon white and chocolate milk in nearly all formats, cartons and bags. The products have expiry dates of November 1st, 2nd, and 3rd. The company says the products do not meet quality standards. There have been no reported illnesses. Moving now to New Brunswick, where Chief Aaron Salk of the Elsibuktuk First Nation says his community will go to court to try and take control of Crown lands in the province. He made the announcement yesterday after meeting with National Chief Sean Atleo of the Assembly of First Nations. Jennifer Choi has the details.
Chief Sean Atleo met in private with community members in the Mi'kmaq Grand Council. The conflict between the province and SWN Resources on shale gas development was top of the agenda.
They're not saying no to all resource development, just saying not yes at all costs.
Elsibuktuk Chief Aaron Salk used the occasion to send a message.
We're staking claim to the lands. Let's go to court and let's settle it once and for all.
The chief says legal action is the only way to resolve the impasse with the province.
The real question is the title of the land. Once we can distinguish who actually is the rightful owner, then we can start talking about extracting natural resources.
If legal action is taken, that could mean that all shale gas development in New Brunswick could be put on hold. Jennifer Choi, CBC News, Elsibuktuk.
It's been 7 months since workers at a Labatt brewery in St. John's went on strike. Now Newfoundland and Labrador's largest union is urging the province to call in a mediator. The workers at Labatt rejected the company's last offer in July, and there have been no talks since. And that's the latest CBC News. I'm Geneviève Auger.
All right, there you go, your news update. And we should be good for another hour, shouldn't we? Actually, I think we'll have a news update at 9, and then we're good right through till noon. All right, still 4 degrees here in the Crescent Valley, going up to 8, and it's, well, it's starting to get a little lighter out here right now. The sun isn't over the Skimmerhorn Mountains yet to start burning off that fog, but we'll get there. Anyways, I promised you a couple of rockers. We've got Eric Clapton up first with Watch Out for Lucy, and this is from the Backless album of 1978, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
You're looking to rock. Listen to South Kootenai Radio at 5 o'clock.
Every which way, side to side.
the Reverend Horton Heat from the Holy Roller album, and that's a song called Slow. Holy crow, was the old Reverend ever ripping it up this morning. Yeah, it's quite the album, that one. What do we got here? It is 8:14. It is time for this day in rock and roll history, right here on South Kootenai Radio. Okay, our little theme music there for this segment, Link Ray with the tune called Rumble. Anyways, October the 25th, we've got a couple of birthdays here, well, a few birthdays, I should say. The first one is from 1944, October the 25th, and that's when John Anderson was born. And, of course, John later went on to be the vocalist for Yes, one of their big hits, Roundabout. 1944, Kathy Danoff, a vocalist for the Starland Vocal Band, of course, their big hit, Afternoon Delight. You can be pleased as punch that we don't carry any Starland Vocal Band in the SKR library. Yeah. Matter of fact, I should just cross that off so I don't read it anymore. 1950, Chris Norman was born, and Chris did that duet, I think, with Susie Quattro, Stumblin' In. Yeah. All right, the useless trivia throughout the years. On October the 25th, we're going to start in 1963, and that's when Peter, Paul, and Mary had the two best-selling albums in the U.S. with In the Wind and Peter, Paul, and Mary. And since then, they have put 9 more LPs on the Billboard Top 25 album list, although their only number one single was the John Denver-written tune, Leaving on a Jet Plane, and they did that one up in 1969. I actually like that tune, yeah. Anyways, what else do we have here? In 1964, after the Rolling Stones had caused a stir among teenagers in the audience, Ed Sullivan vows they would never appear on his show again. He later relented. I'd like to know what that really means, that the Stones had caused a stir among teenagers. Just for a second, let your mind run wild. 1970, Led Zeppelin's third album. Oh, get a load of the title, Led Zeppelin 3. Anyway, they reached the top of the U.S. album chart. Their first LP to hit number 10, and their second had gone to number 7. 1986, for the first time in the history of the Billboard Hot 100, the three top spots were held by female solo acts. Cyndi Lauper's True Colors held down the number one position, followed by Tina Turner's Typical Male at number 2, and Janet Jackson, When I Think of You, at number 3. 1992, Roger Miller, who rose to fame in the mid-60s with King of the Road and Dang Me, died of lung cancer at the age of 56. In a 2-year span between 1965 and 1966, he won 11 Grammy Awards. Wow. And of course, you always got this thing coming out of Forbes magazine where they report on the top earning dead celebrities. Well, yeah. Well, in 2006, the top moneymaker was Kurt Cobain, followed by Elvis Presley. John Lennon was number 4, Ray Charles number 8, Johnny Cash was 10th, George Harrison was 12th, Bob Marley was 13th. To land on the list, a star needed to make at least $7 million in the past 12 months. Oh, you know now we got another singer on the top of that list, Michael Jackson. I think he's probably running number one now, but I don't have an update for last year. All right, the vocalist for Yes, John Anderson, born on this day in 1944. So we're going to get John and his band to start off the segment with It Can Happen to You, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Your dad.
La, 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 la,
created to have
When I forget to turn the power back onto the board. Anyway, I just wanted to announce that that was Led Zeppelin with Friends, a song off the Led Zeppelin 3 album. It went to the top of the charts in 1970. You're listening to This Day in Rock and Roll History. We're going to continue on in 1992, and that's when Roger Miller passed away. And, of course, Roger Miller won 11 Grammys in 1965 and 1966, and we're going to play probably one of his most famous songs, King of the Road, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Trailer for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Third boxcar, midnight train, destination Bangor, Maine. Oh, worn out suit and shoes, I don't pay no union dues. I smoke old stogies I have found, short but not too big around. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. I know every engineer on every train, all of the children and all of their names, and every handout in every town, and every lock that ain't locked when no one's around. I sing trailers for sale or rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no pool, no pets, ain't got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing broom buys a 8x12 4-bit room. I'm a man of means by no means, king of the road. Trailers for sale rent, rooms to let 50 cents. No phone, no boo, no pets, got no cigarettes, but 2 hours of pushing brooms.
Yes, I know.
okay, Nirvana there, finishing off this day in rock and roll history. Of course, Kurt Cobain hitting the top of the top earning dead celebrity list put out by Forbes magazine in 2006. Oh, of course, we had Led Zeppelin, Franz Ben. Before that, Roger Miller. Yeah, that one's going out to Clint. Over there at Quick X. And what else? Oh, we started off with Yes, It Can Happen to You. Anyways, stay tuned again on Monday at 8:15 or 8:15. We'll have another installment of This Day in Rock and Roll History for you. All right, let's have a look at the weather across the country here. If I can find that piece of paper. Yeah, here we are. It's still 4 degrees in the Creston Valley, still overcast. Not liking it. Yep. Anyways, we're supposed to go up to 8 today. Now, over in Vancouver, they've got some fog and 8 degrees. Ooh, minus 3 and sunny in Yellowknife. Calgary is 4 degrees and sunny. Winnipeg, sunny and 3. Toronto, sunny and 7. Cloudy in Halifax, 7 degrees. And Fredericton, sunny and 8. And they've got some scattered showers in St. John's, Newfoundland, with a current temperature of 8 degrees. Okay, speaking of Quick X, they have another fine, outstanding employee over there, and I hear she's a Boom Booms fan. So I've got something from their Hot Rum album of 2011. So we're going to give that one a spin. It's called You Know, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you.
The office. The girls and I listen to South Kootenai Radio.
Rolling Stones era, that's actually a brand new song that they had put out just before their 50th anniversary tour. And I must say, I think the Stones did a great job on that particular tune. I quite like it. And speaking of the tunes by the Stones, I've decided that because in 1964 that they had caused a stir among the teenagers in the audience on the Ed Sullivan Show, that I would actually play some Rolling Stones for our artist highlight here today. Come on in. And we're going to be listening to a couple of my favorites here from the Let It Bleed album. Now, this particular album came out in, what the heck was it? 1969, November the 28th. And Brian Jones had passed away just a couple of months before its release, and he didn't play too much on this album, only two songs, as was his replacement, Mick Taylor, only played two songs. But there's some great songs on this one, and we're going to start off with, oh, but before I do, this segment is brought to you by Bedazzled. That's right. Located at 1217 Canyon Street in downtown Creston, the best-looking building in all of downtown Creston. All right, let's lead off here with track number one, Gimme Shelter, from the Little Bleed album, right here on South Kootenai Radio.
Thank you. Ever meet the midnight.
Wow, he's gonna stick that knife right down her throat. Yikes. Take it easy, Mick. Anyways, Let It Bleed there, our album highlight today, brought to you by Bedazzled, located at 1217 Canyon Street. That particular album coming out in November 1969. We finished up with Midnight Rambler, Country Honk, and starting things off with Gimme Shelter. And stay tuned on Monday at about 8:45. We'll have another installment of album or artist highlight for you. Well, that pretty much brings this edition of the morning show to a close. Thanks so much, everyone, for tuning in. Much appreciated. And don't forget, today on the Hot Chicken and LP show, we have the full album of Johnny Cash at Folsom Prison. And that comes on right after the 12 o'clock news, and we'll play the full album in its entirety. And if you do miss it at 12:05, it'll be rebroadcast again tonight at 9 p.m. And also wanted to mention we have another new Mountain Jam set for release here on Saturday at 1 p.m. So make sure you tune into that as well. If you're wondering about our schedule, you can find it at the SKR.com. And you can just follow the links there for the schedule and some of the podcasts that you can download or have a listen to. Anyways, that is it. As I mentioned, have a great weekend, everybody. We'll catch you again here Monday morning at 7:30 for another live morning show. But, you know, that's not it for SKR. This sucker broadcasts 24/7. That's right. And what else did I have? Oh, yeah, we're also on Facebook. Just go on to Facebook and search for South Kootenai Radio. Yeah.